I left off, I think, in verse 6, and we'll just pick up in verse 7 and go from there. Now, we're going to be looking at some different things here, I think, that are important. Okay, I'm going verse 7, and we'll go from there. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Now, here's where it gets important. Because there are a lot of people that teach there's not going to be any saints here, or we're all going to be gone, or the Holy Spirit's going to be gone. Because they believe that before this time, we're all out of here. But here's the thing. You know, so same people say that when we leave, the Holy Spirit is leaving. And that's why the chaos is coming. But then they read verses like this, and it's so obvious that saints are here during these last 42 months that they have to come up with something. Though they say, well, those are tribulation saints. Now, what I've pointed out before, that is an oxymoron. There will be no tribulation saints if the Holy Spirit has left. The Bible is clear. The Bible says, Jesus even said, you can't even come to me unless the Father draw you. How does the Father draw us to Christ? Through the Messiah, through the Holy Spirit. It's through His Spirit that causes us to respond to Him and get connected with Him. There would be no tribulation saints if the Holy Spirit has left. That's impossible. There would be no tribulation saints without the Holy Spirit on this planet. The Bible says there is none that seeketh after God. There is not one that would seek God and come to Him without the Holy Spirit reaching out to people and drawing them to Him. So these people that teach that we're all going to be out of here before the final 3.5 years or the final 7 years, then they read verses like this because this is very obvious. This talks about saints being here on the planet and the one world system warring against them and coming against them. And this is going to be very important. See, if we're not prepared in our hearts for this, what's going to happen if we are come against and some of us are put in prison and we have no idea what's coming? We're blindsided. We're not spiritually prepared for it. See, I want all of us to be spiritually prepared for this possibility. You know, if I'm wrong, hallelujah, I'll be out of here. I'll gladly go. I'm not going to stay here if I don't have to. But I just don't find the scriptures teaching that. I find it very clear, warning us saints to get ready for these final years because things are going to get nasty for us. It's saying that this Antichrist system, this one world system, this beast, it says it was given to him to make war with the saints. That's God's people. And to overcome them. It doesn't say that he just makes war with them. It says he actually gets the victory. He's actually going to win. It's going to look like we're losing. We're going to be overpowered. And power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. So it's saying, not only will he make war against God's people and actually prevail and win, he will also have authority over, it's going to be a one world system. Now, we have to ask is, how long is he going to be able to do this? Because Daniel gives us the exact same thing, giving us more details. Let's go back to Daniel 7 and look at it real quick. Daniel 7, verse 21, talking about the same ten-horned kingdom that John saw. Now look what he says here in verse 21. I beheld, so Daniel's saying, I saw, I watched this ten-horned kingdom. The same horn made war with the saints. He's saying the same exact thing, but he's going to give us a little bit more detail. Making war with the saints and prevailed against them. Exactly what we just read in Revelations. He's going to actually have the victory. He's going to be winning. It's going to look like we're going to be defeated. Until, see, he even tells us exactly how long it's going to last. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. What does that mean when it says judgment is given to the saints of the Most High? That means we are the ones that start making the decisions on this planet. So it says it's there. He's going to be making war with the saints. It's looking, he's going to actually win, prevail over them until the Ancient of Days comes. Until Jesus comes as Almighty God and sets up the throne of God and gives the saints the judgment. Now this is important. Very important. Because if we're going through those final 3.5 years and things get messy and ugly for us, Because what a lot of people don't know, just the other day, President Barack Obama signed into law that they can now detain someone just on the suspicion of terrorism, without a trial, without any evidence. That's not the only thing. There's an FBI report out that says that what they think of as terrorists is these crazy people that say Jesus is coming back. Do you understand what we see, what's developing here? When we come to understand the times we're in and we start telling people those daily sacrifices have started and they're saying we're terrorists because we're saying these things. We're saying that this one world system don't trust it because Jesus is going to come set up his kingdom. See, we have to be prepared for this. So it comes to the point, what God reveals to us. See, this is why I talked about, do we want to be the people that the Holy Spirit falls on? And that we minister and speak the truth and the wonderful works of God? And everybody says yes, until you tell them, do you realize the sacrifice that that's going to cost, it might cost some of us our lives and even imprisonment? For going around telling people that we're in the end time and Jesus is coming back? Because we have evidence of it? And the FBI report says anybody that says that is a suspect for terrorism. Now with this new law, if they hear me say this in public, they can take me and detain me for as long as they want on suspicion of terrorism and check me out, see if I'm a terrorist. And if they don't like me, they can keep me for 50 years. So I tell people, remember what happened with Peter, James, right. So they can't keep me for 50 years. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Gerald. That takes a lot of my worry away, though. That's good. They can't. They can't. And see, this is why it's important, because that's exactly what he's going to tell us here. He's going to tell us here that during these last 42 months, as these things go on and we're being overpowered, don't give up. Be patient. Because Jesus is going to come and deliver us in 3.5 years. See, this is why it's going to be awesome to know the times you're in. See, you know what amazes me? This should be good news for Christians. This is the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus told them to go preach. See, when Jesus sent the 70 disciples as apostles to the cities in Israel and told them to go preach the gospel of the kingdom, he wasn't talking about his crucifixion. He hadn't died yet. But what was he preaching? What was he telling them to tell them? The kingdom of God is at hand. He was getting ready to set up the kingdom. This should be good news, but what's sad to me is you try to tell Christians this, they don't want to hear it. I thought this was supposed to be good news. But see, the problem is they love the world more than Jesus. They don't have part in the next world. So they have nothing to look forward to when Jesus comes back. They have no assurance that they're part of the next world. So it's bad news to them because the one that they love is going to end. But it's good news, should be good news to us because the world we're going to be part of, we're already seated in heavenly places, that's coming. So like Gerald said, they can't keep me in 50 years, like I said. They can't keep me longer than 3.5 years. So if I'm in there, I'll just start witnessing to prisoners and guys in jail. Tell them Jesus is coming back and get them converted like I do every Thursday night. So if they put me in jail for saying what I'm saying, no problem. I'll just try to win more people to the Lord. But see, we have to understand this. See, once we understand that this is only going to last for 3.5 years, we can make it through those 3.5 years without chunking Jesus. But see, all these people that believe that we're not going to go through anything and things start getting bad, they're going to leave Christianity because that's not the Christianity they embraced. And this is why it's important to get our hearts and mind ready for this. See, I love you enough that I'm going to tell you this truth, whether you like me or not. I've had people get up in my meetings and walk out because they talked about this. But I believe it's important. I don't say people going to hell for not believing me when I say this. I just think it's important that we get our hearts and mindset ready for this because that's exactly what he's warning us. He's telling us, now look what he says here. He's telling us this one world system will come against the saints of God and it will win until Jesus comes back. Until the Ancient of Days comes. So we're not going to rise up and overthrow this system because it's not happening. They're going to have the victory. We are going to overthrow it when Jesus comes back. Now look what it says. Verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship this beast, him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now what is that saying? See, this is another truth that's important to understand. It's saying we're going to be the oddballs. Because we're the only ones that are not going to trust the one world system that they're saying is the answer for our problems. And so we're going to be the haters. We're going to be the ones that are dividing this world. We're not bringing the peace. And see, none of us want to be an oddball, do we? We want to be accepted. Every single one of us want to be accepted. There's not a one of us that want to feel like a reject or an oddball. But see, that's exactly what he's telling us. He's telling us the saints on the earth are going to look like weirdos and oddballs because they're not going to fit in. Because they do something different than all the rest of the world does. And that is, all the rest of the world is going to worship the beast. See, if you don't have the understanding that Jesus is going to come back soon and set up a kingdom and deliver his people, there'll be eternal rest on this planet for his people, then you have nothing else to trust but the one world system. You're going to have to trust something. And see, if you don't have that to cling to, there's only one other thing to cling to, and that's the leaders of this world. Please bring us stability. Bring us some kind of security. And it's telling us the whole world is going to, except for those that are written in the book of life of the Lamb. That means those that have responded to Jesus, know who Jesus is, and that he's going to come up and set up a kingdom. Slain from the foundation.